Jack, get lost.
Fuck you, he's yours. He's mine. Eddie assigned this guy to me. What the hell are you doing?
Well, then go straighten it out with Eddie. I'll collect the money.
I almost got killed trying to get this guy. He shot at me. What the
fuck? Back off, goddammit! I said I'm taking him, all right?
All right,
this guy's worth $1,200.
Okay, Marvin. What the hell are we fighting for? We're friends.
Hey, nothing personal, Jack, but fuck off, all right?
Take it easy. Jesus. Marvin, what's up?
What the fuck going on? You guys ain't cops.
No, we're ballet dancers. Your mother ever teach you how to react to strangers? Not shoot at them, huh? Hey, Marvin. Thanks for the car. You sleep and I'll bring it back a little later.
Delivery for you, Gucci.
Jack, the soda machine's been out for a week and a half. Check it out, Gucci. Thanks. Get any trouble?
Did you give me any trouble?
Fuck you, man! Fuck you too, man!
Who the motherfucking right?
Slap it.
Cash only. No checks, no cards. I'm sorry, ma'am, that's the policy.
I wish I could help you out. Sorry.
Just dropped off Boucher. Is that he in?
So you finally caught someone, Jack.
Jerry, is he in?
I think that's terrific.
Jack, try to reach you since last night.
What do you got for me?
You were trying to reach me?
Yeah.
It's Boucher.
Oh, Boucher. Good score, Jack. 900, right?
No, it's 1,200.
No, 9.
That's 1,200. Come on.
No. Yeah, you're right. This one's killing me. I'm going over to Chin Lu's for breakfast. I want to talk to you.
About what?
I'll talk to you over there.
Can I have my money first?
Of course. What do you think? Am I going to try to stiff you?
You? Never. Excuse he would me. Never try and stiff me.
Do I detect some kind of sarcasm here?
Never.
Where have I inherited this reputation? I have never done business with anybody, and Jerry is my witness, that I have ever. Has that phone ever ring? Has that phone ever ring with a complaint about me? Never. So let's go. I'll buy you some breakfast.
I don't need breakfast.
Well, then have an early lunch. Let's go.
You ever hear of a guy named Jonathan Mardukas?
Duke, yeah, I know who he is.
What do you know?
He's that accountant that embezzled a couple of million from some Vegas wise guy and he gave it to charity.
That's very good. Only thing is that it wasn't a couple of million. It was $15 million. It wasn't some Vegas wise guy. It was Jimmy Serrano.
I know. I can read the pages.
Oh, look, I don't want to bring up the past, but isn't Serrano the guy that ran you out of Chicago when he was running things back then?
He didn't run me out.
Yeah, right. You give up being a cop to do this shit.
What's the point?
The point, Jack, I bailed out the accountant. See, I didn't know who he was at the time. I mean, had I known, there was no way I would have put up the bond. I mean, it's only a matter of time before Serrano vanishes this guy from the planet, and I'm out $450,000.
You're out $450,000 on this guy?
No. No, because I got you, and you're the best, and you're going to find him and bring him back.
Yeah, right. How do you even know this guy is still alive?
Because this guy is crazy. He sends postcards to Serrano. He's telling him what a great time he's having with his money.
How much time you got left?
Friday midnight, I default. I eat the 450.
This Friday? That's 5 days. Forget it. You go find him. Give me my money.
All right, look, listen to me. I'll give you 50 grand.
50 grand? I got to chase you down for 1,200. Forget about it.
No, Jack, please.
Jack, just... nothing. Forget about it. What else you got?
God, I ain't got nothing. This is it. If you don't find this guy, I'm out of business.
Eddie, I'll do it for 100,000.
100,000? Are you out of your mind? This is an easy gig. It's a midnight run, for Christ's sakes.
Maybe you haven't noticed, but I'm tired of getting shot at. I'm tired of this miserable fucking business, every lowlife that I run into. If you're going to pay me, you got to pay me what's right. You want me for this job? Give me what's right.
First of all, the guy is an accountant. He's not going to shoot you. All you have to do is find him. You put him in a bag, hit him with a rubber hose, bring him home.
Oh, man, it's easy for you to say. Listen to me. It's 100,000, no more, no less, and I want a contract.
Contract?
That's right. I want it in writing. $100,000, and I'll have the Duke here for you by Friday night. Now, can I have my 1,200, please?
You're worse than any crook I ever put a bond up for.
Stanley? Dan?
Hey, big dog. How are you?
What are you doing here?
Listen, I need a favor. I need to see the booking slip of a Jonathan Mardukas, M-A-R-D-U-K-A-S. Yes, sir. What's that? The number he called right after he was arrested. 212 area code. Looks like I'm going to New York.
Hey, Jack Walsh.
Excuse me.
Are you Jack Walsh?
I'm sorry, do I know you?
Alonzo Mosley, FBI.
Oh, that's a nice badge. How can I get one of those?
I want to talk to you, Jack.
Yeah? Why don't you call my social secretary?
Yeah, very funny. I want to talk to you.
Yeah, take your hands off. Jeez, take it easy. You know it's a $10 fine for jaywalking in Los Angeles?
Shut up. What I want to know is, are you working on anything having to do with Jonathan Mardukas?
Never heard of him.
Well, I believe you had heard of him. Well, let me tell you something, asshole. I've been working on this Jimmy Serrano thing for about 6 years. Mardukas is my shot. I'm going to bring him into federal court. And I don't want any third-rate renter thug who couldn't cut it as a cop in Chicago bringing him to L.A. on some bullshit local charge. Do I make myself understood?
Can I ask you something? These sunglasses, they're really nice. Are they government issued, or do all you guys go like to the same store to get them?
Do I make myself understood?
Can't you take a joke?
Get him out of here.
No, let's talk some more.
Get the fuck out of here.
If I hear anything, I'll let you know, okay? Have a nice day. I can have my sunglasses back?
Here's your sunglasses. Good.
Thanks. Thanks for this, too. Alonzo Mosley. Alonzo.
Harry, Jack Walsh, how you doing? You got that address check on that phone number for me? Okay, thanks a lot, Harry. Say hello to Julie for me. Okay, bye.
She Jack Walsh?
Who wants to know?
That's a yes. We really like to have a word with you.
Oh, yeah, what about?
It involves big cash, a lot of prizes. I'll make it short and sweet. The people I work for, really interested in your visit here.
Oh, yeah? Who are the people you work for?
An old friend of yours from the Chicago days. You're here for the Duke. You think he's in New York? And we think you're right.
It's a nice jacket. What is it, goatskin?
Come on, Joey, please, will you? Never mind now. The way I hear it, you didn't cooperate with my boss a few years back.
Is that the way you heard it?
Yeah. But I got a newsflash for you, Jack. He'd pay a hell of a lot more for the Duke than that Putz bail bondsman back in L.A.
Oh, yeah, how much more?
How about a one with six zeros?
Are you going to propose?
Propose?
Propose, because if you're not, quit staring at me, okay?
Staring at you.
You're staring at me.
Come on, Joey, back off, will you, please? Come on.
Mr. Walsh, your car's located in space number 206. We should catch our shuttle bus just through these doors.
Thank you.
Here's my number, Jack. Here's for Tony Darvo. That's me. Don't put your truth wherever I am. And be good to yourself this time, okay?
Tell Jimmy I said hello. Hello, Mrs. Nelson?
Yes?
Alonzo Mosley, Federal Bureau of Investigation. How are you this afternoon?
I'm fine.
Let me get right to the point, if I may, Mrs. Nelson. An agent in our Los Angeles office discovered a detail that was somehow overlooked until now. It seems that when a Jonathan Mardukas was arrested, you were the first person he called. Is that correct, Mrs. Nelson? Are you there, Mrs. Nelson?
Yes.
Needless to say, this is a matter of great concern to us, and if would not be too much trouble. We would like you to come down tomorrow morning to 26 Federal Plaza. Do you think you could do that?
I suppose so.
About 9 a.m.?
Yes.
Just ask for Agent Alonzo Mosley. Thanks for your cooperation. Have a nice day.
Right now.
Oh, sweet music. Thank you.
Okay, honey. Okay.
Well, I'm almost the FBI. You're under arrest. Get this fucking dog out of here. Get the dog out of here, ma'am. Not you. You stay there. Get the dog, ma'am.
Dude.
Get the dog.
Heidi, come on, girl. Come on. Come on. That's a good girl. Come on.
Don't move. I'll shoot you right through the glass. Get over here. Put your hands up against the wall. Your hands up against the wall. Spread your feet. Relax, it won't be a problem. Put your left hand behind your head. Put your left, that's it.
You're taking me to the airport, aren't you? You don't look like an FBI agent to me.
Yeah, well, you don't look like a duke to me.
You're an FBI agent. Why don't you just take me to the FBI office?
If you don't be quiet, this is going to be the worst trip of your life.
You work for Jimmy Serrano, don't you?
I don't work for that piece of shit. Your bail bondsman hired me to bring you back to L.A., and that's what I'm doing.
I got money enough.
I'm sure you do.
I'll give you whatever you want.
Stop by shutting up. I know you all of 2 minutes, and already I don't like you.
Gee, that's too bad. I really like you.
I can't keep you cuffed on a commercial flight, and I gotta check my gun with my luggage, but you fuck with me once, and I'm gonna break your neck.
I can't fly.
What?
You heard me, I can't fly.
No, you're gonna have to do better than that, pal.
No, I don't have to do better than that, because it's the truth. I can't fly. I suffer from aviophobia.
What does that mean?
It means I can't fly. I also suffer from acrophobia and claustrophobia.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you don't cooperate, you're gonna suffer from fistophobia.
Moscone's bail bonds.
Jerry, put Eddie on the phone.
Jack, what's the progress?
I got him.
You got who?
The Duke. He's standing right here.
You got him? Already?
Sure do. Want to say hello?
Say hello to your bail bondsman, Eddie Moscone.
Hello.
There you go. Jonathan Mardukas in the flesh.
Jack, I love you!
What happened? How did this happen? Where'd you find him?
I found him in New York. We're at the airport.
Holy Christ, this is wonderful. This is wonderful news.
I'll be in your office by midnight tonight, and I'm telling you right now, Eddie, I don't want to hear any bullshit. I want the money tonight.
So go empty out one of your Swiss bank accounts.
No, Jack, you don't have to worry about nothing. It's the best money I ever spent.
Okay, I'll see you in a few hours.
All right, I'll see you later. Night.
So what's that all about?
Jerry Walsh got the Duke!
Walsh got the Duke?
He got him! He got the Duke!
No kidding? This calls for a celebration. I'll get some donuts.
How do you think Walsh found him so fast?
Hey, hello.
Tony, the Jerry.
Jerry who?
Jerry Keisler. What are you doing?
I'm eating dinner. What do you want?
Look, I hate to bother you, but I thought you'd like to know that Walsh found the Duke in New York.
They're flying in tonight. They should arrive around midnight.
Don't forget me, babe.
Yeah, kid, yeah.
Thanks. Good night.
Looks like your old friend found the accountant. They'll be flying into L.A. around midnight.
Have a minute at the airport. You understand?
Done.
Can I take your coat?
Oh, that's fine, thanks.
Can I take your
coat? First class is nice. I can make a habit out of this.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening to you.
Would either of you like a drink before we take off?
Yes, we would like one of your finest champagnes.
Oh, certainly.
Let's see. Now, oh, look at this. Only in America. What a country, huh? Unbelievable. I think I'm gonna have the steak. How about you?
I'm not hungry.
Well, why don't you then get the lobster, because then I can get a little surf and turf action going.
I got a problem. I can't fly. I don't think you're taking me seriously.
I'm taking you very seriously.
I can't be on this plane.
Do you think I haven't heard your story before? Do you think you're traveling with a fucking novice? You know what I'm talking about? That's it. Settle in.
If you want to get up and talk and social, mingle with the rest of the passengers, be my guest. You ain't going nowhere. There's a couple of nice-looking people here. Better class of people. Your class. Probably all embezzlers, too. Come fly with me. Come fly away. Why don't you just try and relax? Look, just calm down. Just relax and calm down. What are you getting so excited about?
It's not... It's...
No, I can't. I can't. No, no, no. I can't.
Just relax.
I can't.
Just relax.
Yeah.
What did I tell you? Don't pull that shit on me.
No. I'm telling you.
I can't do it.
No. Get over there. I can't. These things go down.
All right.
These things go down. They go. It's too big. It can't go up.
All right, everyone, just calm down. All right, what's the problem?
It's nothing, sir. It's okay. Alonzo Mosley, FBI. This man is in my custody. I'm taking him back to Los Angeles. There won't be any more problems.
I don't want to fly. I can't fly, really.
You can't take a prisoner aboard an airplane if he doesn't want to fly. You should know that.
I do. I'm sorry. I thought he was bluffing.
I suggest you find some other mode of transportation.
What the fuck are you smiling about?
I love to travel by train.
Oh, yeah? What do you think this is, a class trip?
Are you always this angry?
Hey, look, right now I'm in a great fucking mood. You wait till I'm cooped up on that thing for a while and you're not going to be smiling. You're going to be running for that fucking jail cell.
Still going to make your schedule?
I'll make it. 14 hours to spare.
Oh, nice. It's a double. A nice lot of room.
How'd you like it?
Good. Very nice. Thanks. Because it's starting to cut into my wrist. Thank you. You know, it just gets the skin after a while.
What?
Oh, come on. No, you know, why would you do that?
Oh, you'll enjoy yourself. This is my room and that's your room. Good night.
Help you guys?
Special Agent Mosley, FBI.
Mosley? Are all you guys named Mosley?
What the hell are you talking about?
You're here to pick up a prisoner, right?
How'd you know that?
He was afraid to fly, so he got off the plane. He left with an Agent Mosley.
Sir, that must mean that Walsh has your identification.
Yeah?
Is this moron number one? Put moron number two on the phone.
Yeah, Jimmy, he's right here. Hold on. He's pissed. Yeah.
I thought you told me this guy was going to be on the plane.
That's the information we got, Jimmy.
That's the information we got. I'm going to tell you something. I want this guy taken out, and I want him taken out fast.
You and that other dummy better start getting more personally involved in your work,
or I'm going to stab you through the heart with a fucking pencil. Do you understand me?
You got it, Jimmy. Tony. He ain't mad at me, is he?
Jack, I think this is illegal. Jack, I don't think you can keep a person in a bathroom like this. It's very claustrophobic in here.
There's yeah, it is? Well, I'll tell you what, when we get to L.A., you can tell the prison psychiatrist all about it.
There's no air. There's no ventilation in here. I told you I was claustrophobic. Come on. What do you think I'm going to do? Jump off a train moving 90 miles an hour? Jack?
Good, thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, good.
Sit down.
Nice, much better. Thank you. Good.
What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Arithmetic. Arithmetic. Maybe I can help you. I am an accountant.
Well, you know, I was thinking after I turn your ass in and collect my money, I'm going to open up a nice little coffee shop.
How much exactly are you getting for me, anyways?
I don't think that's any of your concern, but I'll tell you just to tell you. $100,000.
Does that mean you take $100,000 and let me go?
Not by a long shot.
$200,000?
I never took a payoff in my life, and I'm not going to start with someone like you.
Why not?
Because you're a fucking criminal, and you deserve to go where you're going, and I'm going to take you there. And if I hear any more shit out of you, I'm going to fucking bust your head, and I'm going to put you back in that fucking hole, and I'm going to stick your head in the fucking toilet bowl, and I'm going to make it stay there.
I have to tell you, a restaurant is a very tricky investment. More than half of them go under within the first 6 months. If I were your accountant, I'd have to strongly advise you against it.
You would, huh? Yeah. Well, you're not my accountant.
No, I mean, if I were your accountant...
I told you. I took you out here...
No, I'm just saying that it's a very, very tricky business. And if I were your accountant, I would really strongly have to advise you against it as an accountant.
You're not my accountant.
I realize I'm not your accountant. If I were your accountant...
Jerry, how the hell could he miss the goddamn plane? He called from the airport. All right, it's time to bring in Marvin, all right? Call him up, he's in Pittsburgh.
Marvin Dorfler?
Yeah, Dorfler, under D in the Rolodex for jerk, Jerry.
Can I at least have some French fries?
I said no, pecker breath, now shut up. Yeah, Dorfler.
Marvin? Sweetheart, am I glad I got you.
Boy, do I have a job for you.
Yeah, I'm listening.
First of all, I gotta apologize because we were trying to find you and it's a very important job and I couldn't find you, so I had to give it to Walsh, but now he's fucking it up, so...
I don't know why you keep hiring that fucking guy.
I know, I apologize. You are the best at what you do. You know that? Now listen.
Do you know who Jonathan Mardukas is?
No.
Jonathan Mardukas, the Duke.
Eddie, you never heard of him.
All right, listen, that's not important.
What's important is that you find him and you bring him back, okay? Now, last I heard, he had him in New York, and now I don't know where the hell they are.
But if you find him, I'll give you what I'm giving Walsh.
Yeah? What's that?
$25,000.
But you gotta have him back by Friday midnight, otherwise the deal is off.
Yeah, well, don't worry, Eddie. For $25,000, I'll bring him in on a silver platter.
Bring him any way you want, but bring him, okay?
Bye. Hey, scumbag.
My name's Carmine, fucko.
Yeah, well, Carmine, today's your lucky day.
Why is today my lucky day?
Shut up. Yeah, my name is Jack Walsh. John Wesley Walsh. Yeah, I think I lost my credit card. Can you tell me the last place I used it? Yeah, 731-483-9521-13. The Amtrak office, Grand Central Station? Huh. Oh, yeah, I remember that now. Yeah, okay, yeah, thanks very much. Maybe we ought to cancel that card, huh? Yeah, thank you.
Familiar with the word arteriosclerosis? Cholesterol. You want to outline a complete balanced diet for you?
They'll mail it to me from C Block.
Why would you eat that?
Why? Because it tastes good.
But it's not good for you.
I'm aware of that.
Well, why would you do something that you know that's not good for you?
Because I don't think about it.
Well, that's living in denial.
Living in denial?
Yeah.
I'm aware of that.
So you're aware of all your behavior, yet you continue to do things that aren't good for you. That sounds sort of foolish, don't you think so, Jack?
No. Stealing $15 million from Jimmy Serrano sounds foolish.
I don't think I get caught.
Now, that's living in denial.
I'm aware of that.
Oh, so you're aware of your behavior, and yet you continue to do things that aren't good for you. Sounds kind of foolish to me, don't you think, John?
It was foolish. But taking $15 million of mob money and giving it to charity was good for a lot of people.
Oh, so you pissed off a mafioso killer just to be loved by a bunch of fucking strangers. That makes a lot of sense.
Don't you want to be loved?
There are lots of people who love me.
Really?
Who?
I got an ex-wife and I got a daughter in Chicago.
How do they put up with all your sarcasm?
Beautifully. I haven't seen either of them in 9 years.
Think maybe we should go see them?
No, I don't think maybe we should go see them. Thanks for the interest, though.
The job must have been tough on
them. I didn't do this then.
What'd you do?
I was a cop.
You were a cop in Chicago? Then you must know all about Jimmy Serrano.
Do you have the right to ask me certain questions?
Yeah, I think.
No, you don't.
I think I do.
No, you don't.
Why not?
Dinner's over. Let's go. I can see this is going to be some fucking trip, boy.
No, I wouldn't worry about it, Jack. I'm not going to be with you that much longer.
What do you mean?
Well, with what I know about Serrano, if I go to jail, I'll be dead within 24 hours. So sooner or later, I'm going to have to give you the slip. Glad you find it humorous.
Let's go.
$2? That's all you're going to leave?
That's 15%.
That's 13%. These people depend on tips for a living.
Yeah, I'm looking for this buddy of mine, Jack Walsh. He told me to meet me on this train.
Yeah, Mr. Walsh. She's in bedroom D, next car.
That next car?
Yes, sir, that way.
Thanks.
Sure thing. Have a good night.
One word and you're dead, asshole.
Oh! Shit! Son of a... Move!
How the fuck did you find out where I am?
Fuck you, shit! I ain't telling you shit!
You're gonna force me to do something I don't want to do in here!
All right, everything's under control. Take it easy. Alonzo Mosley, FBI. Radiohead, I want the local police at the next stop to place this man under arrest.
The fuck are you talking about?
That's enough out of you! Go ahead, get on the horn and call the cops.
Good news or bad news?
Apparently, Mardukas and Walsh are on the Amtrak headed to Los Angeles. Another bounty hunter was arrested after he tried to take Mardukas away.
I want the jet ready in 20 minutes. Jack Walsh.
He got off with the other guy 2 or 3 stops ago.
His real name's Mosley.
I'm Mosley!
I want to make a collect call to Eddie Moscone from a Jack Walsh.
Moscone, bail bonds.
Jerry, it's Jack. Put Eddie on.
Jesus, Jack, where the hell you been?
Jack, I want to talk to him. Jack, where are you?
Where am I? Eddie, I want to ask you something. How come Dorfler wound up on my ass? Did you put him on this, you son of a bitch?
Wait a minute. Dorfler, I don't even... How can I put Dorfler on you? I don't even know where the fuck you are.
You had nothing to do with it?
Where are you? You got the Duke or what?
You're damn right I got him.
Where are you?
Where am I? I'm somewhere between, Toledo and Cleveland. We're getting on a bus.
Bingo.
Bus? What are you going to do, Jack? Don't get on a... What are you, out of your mind?
Will you just shut up for a minute and listen to me? We're getting on a bus.
I just want to let you know we're on our way, okay?
Jack, don't hang up! What the hell is this guy doing?
I don't know. Listen, maybe you ought to get some donuts or something, huh?
Two one-way tickets to Los Angeles, please.
Still gonna make our schedule?
Don't worry, I'll get you there on time. Don't have any illusions.
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 I'm sorry, sir. This car's been canceled.
Huh? It's been canceled? I'm sorry, that's a mistake. Would you please try it again?
I checked it twice, sir.
Please try it again. Please try it again.
Did you pay a bill?
Shut up.
I'm sorry, sir. It's been canceled.
Ma'am, that is impossible. I pay my bills. There is no way that that could be canceled.
Canceled.
Shut up. Please.
It's canceled, sir. Would you like to try another credit card?
I don't have any other credit cards. Please, would you just try that again?
No.
All right. Alonzo, Jack Walsh, Federal Bureau of Investigation. This is an official business. I'm taking this man and he's in my custody. I'm taking him to Los Angeles, okay? So please try this once more.
Jack Walsh is not the name on that badge, sir. Would you like me to call the FBI? Or would you like to pay cash?
How much is it?
$264 for two tickets.
There's $100. Got any money on you?
What?
Call that a lot of money, huh? Well, it's enough to get you where I'm going to get you.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Got the whole fucking force after me, huh? Who the fuck are you?
Special agent, mostly FBI.
Oh, God damn it, I didn't do anything.
Relax, just want to ask you a few questions, that's all.
Yeah, fucking A, help yourself.
So what do you know about Jack Walsh?
Oh, no. Come on, cigarettes are killers. So are women. Not the right woman. My wife and I have a wonderful relationship. She stuck it out with me through all of this.
Yeah, stuck it out with you and all your millions. What a trooper.
I don't have millions, Jack. I gave it all to charity, remember?
You didn't keep just a little for yourself, John?
I kept enough to get away and stay hidden.
Yeah, right.
You know, when we change buses in Chicago, you're going to have a couple hours. I think you would be a better man if you used that time to look up your ex-wife and daughter. It's a perfect opportunity.
Why don't you mind your own business?
Let me ask you this. Why is it you haven't seen them in 9 years?
Why?
Yeah.
Just to get you off my back, I'll tell you why. She married a police lieutenant, and I'm not very popular with the Chicago Police Department, okay?
Why aren't you popular with Chicago Police Department?
That's a whole other... What, do we know each other?
Why? What did you do? Why aren't you popular with Chicago Police Department?
Well, something that really doesn't concern you.
Did she hurt you, Jack?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry about?
I'm sorry you're hurt.
I'm not hurt.
You just said you were hurt.
I'm not hurt.
You just said you were hurt.
I didn't say I was hurt. You said I was hurt.
I asked you if you were hurt, and you said, yeah, I'm hurt.
That's because you made me say. You're starting to put words in my mouth.
Jack, you're a grown man. You have control over your own words.
You're goddamn right I do. So here come two words for you. Shut the fuck up.
Excuse me. Walsh called Moscone about half an hour ago from outside Toledo. He's on an interstate coach lines bus headed for Chicago.
Come on.
Sir, what do we do with this guy?
Let him go.
Son of a bitch stole my cigarettes.
When's the last time you had a chest x-ray? You know about secondary smoke? You can give people lung cancer who are innocent and trying to live healthy lives.
Why don't you just go back to sleep? Leave me alone.
Do whatever you have to do. Just...
Why don't you put the cigarette out?
Why don't you shut up and leave me alone?
Put the cigarette out, Jack.
Put
the cigarette out.
The pain in the ass this guy is.
Thank you. Thought you were putting it out.
No, I'm not putting it out.
Why aren't you popping it with the Chicago Police Department?
Sid's downstairs.
What's up?
I think you and I should talk.
What are you hanging around for? Take a walk.
I heard somebody picked up Mardukas in New York.
It's old news, Sidney. I'm already on it.
I don't have to tell you what'll happen if he becomes a government witness.
I can assure you that will not be the case.
Yeah, I assumed you were taking that position, but I am supposed to advise you against such acts.
Sidney, relax. Have a cream soda. Everything is going to be all over with in a few minutes.
Agent Foster Grant. Alonzo, aren't you going to thank me for doing your job for you?
Thank you, Walsh.
Let's get the fuck out of here. Come on.
Those people back there. They're not even waiting for you to get to jail.
Well, you're turning me in. Why are we running away from the FBI?
Because I gotta bring you back myself. Otherwise, I won't get my money. I won't give you to the feds.
Lonzo Mosley, isn't that the name you've been using?
Let me see that. Look at this wealth of information.
What?
They got a tap on Moscone's line.
Son of a bitch.
What are you doing? What are you doing? How far do you think we're going to get the stolen FBI car?
What's that for?
An inside joke between me and Alonzo.
Tony Dalvo, line one.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jim, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen? Say that again, Tony.
It just didn't happen. I mean, there was cops all over the place. There was a million fucking feds all over. Jimmy, it was a mess.
It was a real mess.
You better get off the line, Jimmy.
Sidney?
If they've got a tap on that line there...
Sidney, shut your fucking mouth. Now listen to me, dummy. Do they have Mardukas in custody or not?
I don't... Jimmy, I don't know. I mean, the cops are swarming all over the place.
We couldn't see anything.
Let me tell you two stupid motherfuckers something. I don't want to get another phone call like this, because if I do, I'm going to get on a fucking plane, and I'm going to blowtorch the both of you. Do you understand?
You want to stop? I'm on the phone. I'm talking to Jimmy. What are you doing?
I should have killed Walsh in Chicago a long time ago. Don't say a word to me, Sidney. Don't say a fucking word to me. I'll get up, and I'll bury this telephone in your head.
this. I haven't seen either of them in 9 years, and the first thing out of my mouth is going to be, can I borrow a few $100?
I have a feeling this is going to be very good for you.
I'm your mother's ex-husband.
Mom! Nice kid.
Hiya, Gail.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Hi. They mentioned you and him on the news this morning.
They did?
Yeah.
What'd they say? Anything good?
No. Are you all right?
Yeah.
You're in a lot of trouble, Jack.
Can I come in for a few minutes, Gail? Can I come in for a few minutes?
Yeah.
I won't stay long. I just need to borrow some money to get to L.A. You know I'm good for it.
Jeff, I don't think I have that kind of cash in the house.
Well, I'm so embarrassed. I'm just in a jam, Gail. You look beautiful.
You don't look much like a criminal.
I'm a white-collar criminal.
Jason, go upstairs now. Jack, you shouldn't be here. If Ted comes home, he's going to arrest you and him.
Arrest us?
Yeah.
Well, then we'd really be in a lot of trouble, because I'm afraid I'm a little short of bribe money.
All right, Jeff, don't start, please. Don't.
How is Lieutenant whatever his name is?
Captain now.
Oh, Captain. Royalty.
Jack, I don't want any trouble. Do you understand that, please? It is not a good day for this. I mean it.
Well, I'm sorry that my fugitive timetable doesn't coincide with your social calendar.
I don't think she was saying
listen,
that, Jack.
Stay out of this, Jack.
All right, same old Jack. You get your feelings hurt, and then you just walk around and hurt everybody else.
The last thing I need now is one of your lectures.
I'm not lecturing you, stupid. I'm trying to protect you.
Oh, come on.
Ted is going to be home any minute. We're all going out. It's an important night for us.
Important night? What's so important about tonight? Wait, let me guess. What's it, payoff night?
All right, that's it. Get out.
All right.
Get out.
All right,
get out.
Right,
Jack. Jack. Yeah, listen, I'm in a big fucking jam. I just need to borrow some money so I can get this guy back to L.A., and I'm out of this miserable fucking business forever. Can't you understand that? Denise? You got so big. Sorry. I'm gonna go now. I'm sorry.
No, hold on.
Sorry, honey. We're having a... What grade are you in now?
Eighth.
Are you in the eighth grade?
That's all I've got, but these are the keys to my car. It's the station wagon in the driveway. I'll tell Ted that it's in the shop.
Okay.
And we'll worry about it when you get back to L.A.
So, does he take good care of you? Yeah? That's all I wanted to know. So what's he going to say about this?
I'll understand.
Yeah, it's love, you know. Bye, honey. Thank you.
About $180 babysitting money. Oh,
sweetheart, I can't. I can't.
Please.
I can't. I can't, sweetheart.
Hello, I'd like to make a collect call to an Eddie Moscone from a Jack Walsh.
Moscone, bail bonds.
Jerry, Jack, put Eddie on the phone.
Eddie, it's Jack. Jack, stop fucking around. Where are you?
Where am I? I'm in Boise, Idaho. No, wait a minute. I'm in Anchorage, Alaska.
No, wait. I'm in Casper, Wyoming. I'm in the lobby of a Howard Johnson's and I'm wearing a pink carnation.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the other guys.
What other guys?
Well, let me describe the scene to you. There's these guys, see? They've probably been up for like 2 days.
They stink of B.O. They have coffee breath. They're constipated from sitting on their asses for so long.
They're sitting in a van, and they're probably parked right up the street from your office.
But now, you guys, you're going to have to pack up all your shit and go home because I'm on to you, you dumb fucks. Eddie, your phone is tapped. Listen, I'm not going to use this line anymore. Go to Chen Lu's.
I'll call you there in 5 minutes. They can't run a tap that fast. So long, everybody.
Excuse me, buddy. I got it. I think it's me. Jack, that you?
Listen, I need you to wire me $500 to the Western Union office in Amarillo, Texas, right away.
Wait a minute. What do you need with $500 on a bus? And why the fuck aren't you on a plane?
Did it ever occur to you that I am a professional and that I might have my reasons? We are driving now, and I only have enough cash to get to Amarillo. We had to scrap the bus.
Fuck the bus! I want to know what happened to the goddamn plane!
He doesn't like to fly.
He doesn't like to fly? What the fuck does that mean? Listen to me, Jack. You gotta be back here in less than 2.5 fucking days. $500,000 of my money. What the fuck is going on there?
Eddie, I swear to God, don't start with me now or I will shoot him and I will dump him in a fucking swamp. I am in no fucking mood for this.
Just send me the money and I'll have him back by the deadline. You hear me?
Yes.
Let's go.
Terry, wire $500 to Jack Welch in Amarillo, Texas right away. Amarillo, Texas. Now, listen, also, get Darfler down here. Find him and get him down there, too.
You got it, Eddie.
Shit!
One of those bottles of beer should fall. 96 bottles of beer on the wall. 96 bottles of beer on the wall. Ba-ba-boom. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-boom. Not... 93 bottles of beer on the wall. Why were you so unpopular with the Chicago Police Department? Because your personality? What happened back at your house? What was that all about? Your wife married a corrupt police officer?
What was it all about? That whole fucking department was corrupt.
It's good and bad everywhere, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, I'd say there's bad everywhere. Good, I don't know about.
What happened to you?
I wouldn't go on the payroll.
What payroll?
I was working undercover. I was close to this guy, big heroin dealer in Chicago. He supplied the whole city. Took me a year just to get his confidence. Just when I was about to nail the son of a bitch, my fellow officers mysteriously discovered 7 pounds of heroin in my house. So this big-time drug dealer gave me a choice. Get on the payroll like everybody else, get out of town, or go to jail for 30 years. Well, I didn't get on the payroll. That's why I do this. So when I find a criminal like you, I bring him in. I don't have to worry about anybody taking a payoff because there is no anybody. There's just me.
Did you get yourself a new watch?
I'll tell you when I know you better.
You know me better. When are you going to get to know me better? Exactly. I'll get to know you better. You're not going to get to know me better.
Shut up.
That's what I mean.
That's it.
We're starving and you're buying cigarettes.
I need these cigarettes. You can have your whatever you're gonna have. I'll have this.
What can I do for you, boys?
Coffee, please.
How much is the coffee?
It's 53 cents.
How much is tea?
53 cents.
Love tea.
Okay, and our breakfast special today is chorizo and eggs.
Chorizo and eggs.
Yes.
What is that, please?
It's a Mexican sausage mixed in with scrambled eggs, and it comes with hash browns and toast.
I won't be having that. Thank you. What time you got?
10:09.
All right. In 10 minutes, we'll be at the Western Union office. We'll have $500. I'll buy you a nice juicy steak or whatever you want, okay?
Chorizo and eggs.
Huh?
Chorizo and eggs.
I'll get you whatever you want. You know, John, you're in this mess because you're in this mess. I didn't put you in this mess. You understand?
Yeah.
If you had left Jimmy Serrano alone, this wouldn't be happening.
Thank you. I had a way out of this, you know.
Oh, yeah?
What's the thing Serrano's most afraid of?
Going cross country with you.
Getting knocked off by his own people. What I know about his financial transactions can not only put him away, but every mob guy he ever did business with. That's why he wants to kill me. I was going to put all his records on computer disks. I figure if things got too rough, I could always trade them for my life.
So what happened?
What happened was I got arrested before I got a chance to do it.
Now, why don't you just leave him alone? You don't look like the kind of guy who would be involved in that sort of situation.
Why don't you just leave that heroin dealer alone? I was a mob accountant. I thought I worked in a legitimate firm. When I found out I was managing accounts that were friends for Serrano, I couldn't just sit back and do nothing.
Yeah, but John, you still took what didn't belong to you.
How can you be on the side of a mobster?
I'm not on the side of a mobster.
You're on his side if you're not on my side.
I'm not on anybody's side. I got nothing to do with it.
You got everything to do with this. You're taking me to jail. And in jail, you know I'll be killed.
Well, that's not my problem.
Well, it's not your problem. No. It's not your problem. Did you read about me in the papers?
Yeah, I did.
Were you on my side then?
Yeah, I was.
Then why aren't you now?
Because now you're in my way.
I'm in your way.
I'm in your way.
What you mean is you want the money for turning me in, because that's all you're about. You're just about the fucking money.
John, you can think whatever you want to think. It doesn't matter to me, because I'm getting my $100,000 any which way you want it. Let's go.
Hey, Tony. Tony, hop along, kids at each. You got your camera, take a picture. Come on, they got these at the airport. Should I get one on the way back?
Come on, put that away. I'm not going to tell you again.
Tony, there they are.
How you doing, Jack?
Oh.
Yeah. Jimmy sends his regards.
Okay.
Well, don't worry, Jack. They're here for you. We're here for him.
No problem. What are you staring at? You going to propose?
Drop him! I said drop him, assholes!
Who the fuck are you guys?
Who the fuck are you?
Oh. You're dead. You know who you're fucking with?
No. Why don't you tell me about it? Make sure you're speaking to the microphone.
Mom!
Oh, very clever, Jack. Now give me the keys. Come on, give me the keys. The keys.
Looks like a package deal to me, Marvin.
God damn it. Come on, both of you.
Who the hell were those guys?
Oh, Marvin, you did it this time.
What are you talking about?
Those are hired killers back there.
Hired to kill who?
Hired to kill this guy.
Me. Me, can you believe it?
Hired by who?
Hired by who? Jimmy Serrano, that's who.
Oh, fuck. Why do they want to kill this guy?
Hey, don't you read the papers, knucklehead?
Yeah, I read the fucking papers.
Thank you.
They got away. Ray Dodge, get after him. How the fuck did you know where we were?
I can't take
Shut up a minute.
Anymore.
Did Eddie put you on this?
Of course Eddie put me on this.
Son of a bitch. You know I have a contract with him?
You got a contract?
Yeah, I signed it on Monday.
You called me in Pittsburgh. You said you were fucking this thing up.
I'm not fucking anything up.
You should have been in L.A. 2 days ago.
Hey, Marvin, don't tell me how to do my goddamn job. And I'm half thinking not to turn him in just to watch Eddie go down the fucking toilet.
See, that's a good thought.
What? That's who the hell's talking to you?
Yeah, who the fuck's talking to you? He's not yours to take anymore, whip dick. He's mine.
Did you hear that?
Fuck, now who the fuck is this?
Jesus Christ! Don't stop! You guys are the dumbest bounty hunters I've ever seen! You couldn't even deliver a bottle of milk! You got the worst of it!
Where the hell did he go?
You think we lost him?
I don't know. I don't see anything.
Oh, I'm sure we're completely safe.
You all right?
Yeah, fine. I'm enjoying it.
Bomber! Bomber, give me a gun.
No fucking way!
You give me a fucking gun?
Get back here, Mormon!
Don't fuck me, Jack!
Dead, dead.
Shit.
They're not after me. Just kidding, just kidding.
I thought you threw those away.
Always check the evidence, Marvin. Those are car keys.
How about six? That goes $100,000.
$100,000? Eddie was going to pay you $100,000?
Why? What was he going to pay you?
$25,000.
Oh.
Son of a bitch.
Come on.
promise to let me go? Fuck you!
Promise to let me go?
Fuck you!
You're making it very difficult for me to do the right thing here. Jack!
All right! I promise I'll let you go.
Yeah.
Thanks for saving my life.
Thanks for letting me go.
I'll let you go, all right. The second you're in L.A. County Jail. Come on.
Yeah, that's right down here. You're gonna stand there with your thumb up your ass, or you're gonna get me the fuck out of here.
This just came in.
Is this going to upset me?
I think it's safe to say that.
Are you familiar with a dish, of a potato dish, a Lyonnaise potato? It's a kind of a fried potato, but it's got like an onion in it. It's quite delicious. It really goes beautifully with steak, chops, you know, hamburger, cheeseburger, any of your meat dishes. It's just, you know, I have enough money to buy you.
Hey, look.
As much Lyonnaise potatoes
just,
as you ever.
Just shut the fuck up, will you, please?
Would enjoy. And I think you ought to think about it a little bit because nothing on an empty. Wait a minute. Oh, thank you. Vern?
Coming up.
Hey, you think you could give us a ride to the next town?
Sure, jump the bat.
Thanks a lot.
Great. See, for every shit, there's six nice people. Yeah, hey, everyone. Yeah, hey.
What's that?
It's hello. I can say hello in a lot of different languages. Not yours, but a lot of them.
I'm not looking forward to this.
What do you think, I am?
I don't understand the problem with you two. The guy's a fucking accountant.
Jimmy's been bad luck right down the line. Plus, this guy Walsh is pretty good.
If he's that good, Tony, maybe I should hire him to hit you.
I hope there's no chance of any of this coming back to Jimmy.
No chance. He rented the chopper out of Kansas City.
He's five times removed from you, so you're clear of this. Don't worry.
You clear
of
shit, Jimmy? You fucking moron. The guy's still out there, ain't he? Let me tell you two guys something. I'm not interested in seeing either one of you two alive again until you get the accountant. You got the message?
This is it. Is there a real town around here someplace?
Channons? Yeah.
How far is that from here?
30 miles.
30 miles. Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh. What the hell kind of town is this? Is there someone that could give us a ride to Channing? Is there anyone going in that direction?
No. Don't have a ride.
Excuse me a minute. Is there a bathroom in there I could use? Yeah, go ahead. Is there a telephone here? Telephone.
No telephone.
No telephone? Nothing.
Nothing.
Glad you're having a good time.
Get over here! Get back here, you son of a bitch! Get over here!
appropriate to share that with you, Jack.
I'm gonna fucking appropriate your head, goddamn. How do you turn the fucking thing off?
About the coffee shop, I'm gonna open up after I dump you off and get my 100 grand. You're gonna love it. All right, get back, get back, get back. Everybody, back, back. Give me the keys to the truck.
You can't just steal the truck.
Shut up, you're about to steal a plane.
I'm trying to save my life.
You're right, I should give him something. Give me a watch.
Watch?
Give me your watch. Oh. Yeah. Take it. It's worth a lot of money. Get it. Get back. Get in. Get in!
Jack, let's be fair about this. You lied to me first. At the
river. What?
At the river before.
Oh, get the...
River.
You lied to me first. You got some fucking nerve.
No, you lied to me first.
You lied to me first.
Yes. Yes, I lied to you first, but you had no knowledge I was lying about my fear of flying. At the river when you lied to me. So as far as you knew, you lied to me first.
I can't even argue with you. I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
I'm just saying you lied to me first as far as you knew. What's the matter?
I got an ulcer.
An ulcer?
Yeah, I got an ulcer. I got a big fucking ulcer and all your bullshit starting to make it bleed again.
You know why you have an ulcer? Because you have two forms of expression. Silence and rage. To get some milk to boat it.
Don't tell me what I need. I need something to eat. That's what I need. What are we going to buy it with? Dirt?
You drive to the next town. I'll take care of it.
You'll take care of it?
I'll take care of it.
What do you mean you'll take care of it?
Drive to the next town. But you lied to me first.
Now what?
Give me that FBI badge.
The FBI badge. Yeah, give me the FBI badge. Uncuff me.
Uncuff you?
Uncuff me. You want to eat? Want a nice meal? Want some of that shit you eat?
You fuck with me.
And you'll hit me on the head and drop me in a thing.
Who's in charge here?
Who wants to know?
Me.
I'd be the manager.
I'd like to see the manager as soon as possible.
Yes, sir.
Lonzo Mosley, FBI. My partner and I have been tracking a ring of counterfeiters passing phony $20 bills across the state. Have you received any $20 bills in the last couple of hours?
Yeah, sure. We get them all the time.
You get them all the time. Would you mind taking two steps backwards? Would you mind opening the register? No, don't touch them. Excuse me. Contract 2, Hank. Check him out. Give him a pencil, please. Do the litmus configuration. You're doing the litmus configuration?
Litmus configuration.
Yes. You seen any suspicious-looking characters around here?
No.
Do you live around here?
Yeah.
A How's it look?
This one's bad.
Would you describe exactly what the last man who passed the $20 bill to you looked like?
30, tall.
About 6 feet tall?
6'5".
Dark brown hair.
Light colored.
Sounds like our man.
That's him.
We're going to have to take these bills for evidence. Make up a receipt.
This one's bad, too.
This one's bad, too. I'd like you to notify all the other establishments in the area of this situation. What's the name of your establishment?
Red's Corner Bar.
Are you red?
Yes, sir.
You dye your hair?
No.
Why do they call you Red?
Oh, it's short for Red Wood. My last name's Wood.
What's your first name?
Bill.
Thank you for cooperation, Bill. Hank?
Now, these are all bad. Those are good.
Come on, we're gonna get this train.
What?
We're gonna catch this train. Come on.
I can't catch a train.
You also couldn't fly. Start running. Let's go.
Wait a minute. Wait. It's a freight train.
I can't do this. I feel I can't do this!
I said you left to travel by train! Get up there!
No! No! What are you doing?
You promised to let me go?
I'm gonna fucking talk!
See you in the next life, Jack!
You son of a bitch! You son of a bitch! Open that fucking door!
John!
Don't overreact!
Don't overreact!
I won't overreact! Get over here!
React! You do this again, I'll throw you off the fucking train!
Jack, it's a bad...
Get down in there!
All right, Jack! Easy, Jack. Easy, easy.
There. You son of a bitch!
Jack!
You shut up! I'm not talking to you for the whole rest of this trip!
Are you guys gonna let me go or what? I'm telling you, I don't know anything.
Is that a fact?
Oh, shit.
Why don't you quit? It'd be cheaper for both of us. Where are they?
You got me?
Inspector.
Shut up! Now you listen, you son of a bitch. I want answers, and I want them right now.
What do you want from me? I don't know nothing.
Sir, it seems that an agent, Alonzo Mosley, and his partner were seen hopping a westbound freight train near Channing.
Jack?
What?
Which further do you think we have to go?
None of your fucking business.
No, because, you know, eventually I'm gonna have to go to the bathroom. Shut the fuck up! Did you ever have sex with an animal, Jack? Remember those chickens around the Indian reservation? There's some good-looking chickens there, Jack. You know, between us.
Yeah, a couple of them might have taken a shot at.
What's with you and that watch? What is it with the watch? You told me when you get to know me better. You told me about your feelings for chickens. I mean, well, how private could the watch be? What's the big secret?
Now, Gail bought me this watch. She gave it to me. It was the first thing she ever gave me. She bought it because I was always late, at least a half an hour or so. She bought it and set it ahead a half an hour so I'd never be late. Somewhere in the back of my mind, I keep thinking we're going to wind up together again. I don't know why. I'm still hanging on. I'm still waiting around.
I don't think she's coming back.
Yeah, I don't either.
Sometimes you just have to let go. Just get yourself a new watch. You're okay, Jack. I think, under different circumstances, you and I probably still would have hated each other.
We probably could have been friends.
In the next life.
Yeah, the next life.
Yeah, great. Combinations were wonderful. You gotta smoke.
Don't smoke.
Fed took my cigarettes.
You want your cigarettes back? Then you're gonna have to go to Flagstaff to get them. Because that's where your pal Mosley went.
Just might do that.
Where do you figure we are?
My guess would be Arizona. We've been going west all night. I think we're almost home.
I'm almost dead.
Hey, look, John, you know, the witness protection program isn't so bad. They'll give you a new name. You'll have a new life.
I'm not going to make it to any witness protection program.
You don't know that, John.
I know that. You know that. Serrano's going to get to me before I get to any witness protection program. Do me a favor. Don't pretend you care about me. It really insults my intelligence. I mean, let's face it. The only important thing about me to you is getting your money.
You know, I'm really tired of you making me out to be some kind of thug whose only concern is a big chunk of change. Did you know that Serrano's people offered me $1 million for you?
Well, why don't you go for the big money? You're doing his work for him anyway.
I'm working for him anyway. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. The reason I do this shit in the first place is because I wouldn't work for that low-life asshole.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Doesn't mean anything.
Serrano is the heroin dealer you told me about in Chicago? Who owned your buddies and destroyed your life? That's Serrano? That's the guy that you're taking me in? That's the guy that's going to kill me? Hope it's a wonderful coffee shop, Jack.
We are getting off here, Mr. Railroad Man. Come on.
What? No, come on. What are you talking about? Come on. Let's discuss this. No!
Find anything?
Not yet.
They could have jumped off the train anywhere along the line.
Trains have regularly scheduled stops. The reason for that is, you know, because people plan to get off the trains when they stop. And that's how generally people do it. They don't, like, throw each other off the trains. That's the purpose of having stops. What's this? What are you gonna do? What are you doing now? What are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, Christ, come on, are you kidding? I'm gonna come out and shoot us, for Christ's sake. What the hell? Jesus, oh, great.
You get it started, and I'll run you over. That's the best plan I can think of.
No.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Another crime.
Come on.
I don't like this. I don't like anything you do, to tell you the truth. Nothing.
Where are we going?
The nearest airport.
I'm not the kind of guy that says, I told you so.
Shit! Looks like they've been spotted around 35 miles south of here near Sedona. There are officers in pursuit. Let's take the chopper.
This is the kind of situation where something bad happens.
Easy! God damn it, I don't like this!
Just good.
Is that Marvin?
Fucking A, I'm the best.
Marvin?
Hello, Jack. You dumb shit.
Afternoon, sir.
Afternoon. You're open?
Oh, we're always open. Hard day, huh?
Hard week.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Could use a cup of coffee.
Yes, sir.
Gee, I've been looking all over for these. Thanks, Alonzo.
Marvin, I have to tell you, I have this very serious fear of flying.
Yeah? Well, why don't you just relax and sleep through it?
Well, forget your deadline, Walsh. It's over. That's the way that one went.
I know my rights. You owe me phone calls.
What should be of paramount importance to you right now is not the phone calls, the fact that you're going to spend 10 years for impersonating a federal agent.
10 years for impersonating a federal
agent?
Ten years. How come no one's after you?
Give this guy his call.
Thanks. Have a little privacy, please.
Roscoe, Bill Barnes.
Yeah, it's Jack Walsh. Put Eddie on.
It's Jack. Yeah. This better be good news, fucking Jack, because you got 5 hours left.
No, it's not, Eddie. I'm calling to let you know, though, that you're a dead motherfucker. You understand me?
Wait a minute.
You put Marvin on this case, you fucking piece of shit.
You fucking deceptive. You vermin.
Are you fucking done yet?
You slam ball in the sea of pus.
You blew it, all right? You had the guy 4 fucking days, Jack. 4 days. You could have walked him backwards and not fucking blown it, but you blew it.
When have I ever let you down, you fucking rat?
Are you fucking nuts? Telling Dorf I offered you $100,000 when I told him I'd give him 25?
Wait. When did you speak to him?
What's the difference?
When did you speak to Marvin?
He called me fucking, 10 minutes ago, yelling and screaming, telling me to go fuck myself. You're telling me that everybody's telling me to go fuck myself.
What am I supposed to just sit on my fucking back? Eddie,
what are you fucking talking about?
Look, you got 5 hours left. Can you bring the fucking Duke in, yes or no?
I thought he's bringing him to you.
I just talked to fucking Dorfler. He don't have the Duke.
What?
Where's the fucking Duke? Hello?
I'll talk to you later.
Jack!
Tony Darvill there, please.
Who's calling?
Marvin Dorfler.
Yo.
I got Marvin Dorfler on the line. Shall I put him through?
Yeah. Put him through. Marvin. Everything's still on schedule, pal, isn't it?
So Dorfler's working for you guys.
Who is this?
This is Jack Walsh.
Jack, what are you complaining for? We came to you first, didn't we?
It's Jack Walsh.
Hold on. Somebody wants to say hello.
Hey, too late for you, scumbag.
No, too late for you. I didn't come this far not to collect my money. You understand me, you motherfuckers? I want the Duke back.
So what the fuck you telling me for?
What am I telling you for? I'll tell you what I'm telling you for. I got some of the Duke's belongings, that's why, including some computer disks that have every last detail of Serrano's businesses and his money laundering operations, everything. And if I don't get the Duke back in the next 2 hours, I'm going to turn those disks over to the feds. You hear me?
Tell Serrano I want to meet him with the Duke alone in 2 hours in the main terminal of McCarran Airport.
Well, we'll make the exchange. I know he's the only one of you fucking idiots who won't try to take a shot at me in a public place. And if I see one fucking single goon within a mile of that airport...
And listen to me very carefully.
The deal is off, and I'm going to the feds.
I ain't gonna bother Jimmy with your bullshit.
Oh, yeah, you're not? Okay, fine. After he's busted, I'll make sure to let him know you knew all about it beforehand.
That's 2 hours from now. Main terminal, McCarran Airport. You got that, moron? Have a nice day.
Hell, Alonzo, I want to make a deal.
You want to make a deal with me?
What would you do if I could deliver you Serrano?
What do you mean, deliver?
For starters, conspiracy to destroy government evidence.
What government evidence?
Will you let me take the Duke back myself and collect my money?
Tell me more.
Well, I'll have to tell you on the way because we got to be in Las Vegas in 2 hours.
Marvin?
No, it's room service.
Here, hold this up. So they know I took this today. I amaze myself. I'm always thinking. Got it all figured out.
Now, say cheese.
Don't do this, Marvin.
Adios.
There are no real computer disks. Is that right?
Right.
So if you give him blank disks and he accepts them, well, would that still be considered an overt act?
If he just sets foot inside the airport, he's committed an overt act. Conspiracy to obstruct justice. When he shows up with the Duke, you add kidnapping. Anybody packing a gun, conspiracy to commit murder. The fact that it's an airport. And Alonzo, correct me if you think I'm wrong here. I don't want to step on your toes. You can slap an interstate transportation aid or racketeering rap on him right away as well.
Yeah, well, none of that bullshit means anything unless you can get him to take those discs from you.
Don't worry. I'll get him to take the discs.
Get a wire on this man.
Marvin?
Hey, no hard feelings about what happened back in MRO, huh? Just one of those spur-of-the-moment deals, you know?
Where is he?
Where's the money?
In the car. Where is he?
Slight change of plans. Now I want $2 million.
What?
Hey, I read the newspapers, you know? The guy got you for $15 million, right? So I figured he's got to be worth at least two. I'm a businessman.
How do we know you got him?
I want $1 million now, and I'll call you in 20 minutes. Tell you where to drop off the second million. Once I know it's there, then I'll tell you where he is. Okay?
Not okay.
Why not?
What are you fucking nuts? What's Jimmy gonna say? How the fuck are we gonna get the Duke now?
You got the answer right in your hand.
What are you talking about?
Paper. Joey, when are you gonna learn how to pay attention? Look, see what it says there? All right. This is it. Tonight is the fucking night. You understand? I'm sick of all of these screw-ups. As soon as I get the discs from Walsh, you guys drop Walsh and you drop the Duke. Do you understand? I get the discs, you drop them, okay?
I don't think you should do this.
Oh, really? What do you propose that I do?
I send somebody with a cash offer, but don't do this.
I know Walsh. He won't take any money from me. He's a very self-righteous type of guy. It aggravates me. In his mind, this is clean. He gets what he wants, I get what I want. The guy's a fucking burnout, Sydney.
Hey, Jimmy, listen
Sydney,
to me,
sit down, relax, have a sandwich, drink a glass of milk, do some fucking thing, will you?
Hey,
way.
He's heading north on Las Vegas Boulevard, approximately 2 miles from the airport. We're right on him.
Why are you smiling?
I feel like a cop again.
Presence of greatness, huh? The Duke. The guy that steals money from the scum of the earth and gives it to the unfortunates of the world. I wanted to meet you face to face. Did you actually think that you were going to steal my money and get away with it? I stopped by here to tell you two things. Number one is that you're going to die tonight. Number two, I'm going to go home, have a nice hot meal. I'm going to find your wife, and I'm going to kill her, too.
Joey, wait here for my call. Rusty, start heading in.
You got it.
Long time no see.
Long time no see.
Yeah, I see you're still spending all your money on clothes. Huh?
You know.
Listen, while you're in town,
if you want to go see a show, you want a free meal or something like that, you just let me know, all right? On me.
This type of guy I am.
You're a real sport.
Yeah.
Just give him the disc.
How's your mother?
She's all right.
Daughter's getting big, everything, growing up. You know, I was thinking maybe if we would have done business way back when, you wouldn't look like a guy with a fucking cup in your hand.
Trying to make a living.
Yeah. Listen, Jack, you got those discs so that you lose them like you lost your job.
Give him the disc, boss.
Well, I see you, but I don't see the Duke.
We'll worry about him in a minute.
No, we got to worry about him now. Let me tell you something, Jimmy. This isn't a reunion. If I don't see the Duke in about 5 seconds, I'm walking.
You know, you're still way too serious. Really. Listen, why don't you just hand over the tapes? We'll take a walk. We'll go get the guy together. What do you say?
Fuck you. I'll see you at the arraignment.
Hey, Jack. Jack. Hey.
Where the hell is he going?
You win, all right?
What?
You won. What do you want me to do? Yell it all over this fucking airport?
Where is he?
He's on his way.
You know, I said no goons.
Never mind, then. You're going to get what you want, then. I just tell you that.
This thing's going to give me a heart attack before it's all over. I'm calling you. I know I'm going to get a heart attack.
Since we have this moment to share together, there's something I've been meaning to ask you. Doesn't it bother you that another copper is fucking your wife? You know they made this guy a captain? Can you imagine that? Go figure it out. Made him a captain.
Can I help you?
help you, sir?
Yeah, give me a one-way ticket to L.A.
One-way ticket to Los Angeles? Will that be smoking or non-smoking?
Take a wild guess.
Smoking. How will you be paying for this, sir? Oh, shit. Look.
What the hell is he doing here?
All right, we have a male Caucasian carrying a green duffel bag, his hands inside his vest. Approaching the subjects, get him out of there as quickly and as quietly as possible.
Shoot him if you have to, but get him out of here.
You okay, John?
Yeah.
Stay behind me.
It's all right.
All right, come on.
Hey,
how's everybody doing? Will you get out of here, Mama?
Back off, everybody, back off.
Who the fuck are you?
What, are you writing a book? Who the fuck are you?
Who's this guy?
Jesus.
Marvin, you're missing the bigger picture. I'm telling you, get out of here.
Take a...
Wire's gone dead.
Crazy. I didn't come all this way for nothing.
Serrano's leaving.
Did he take the disc?
I don't know.
Serrano's got the disc.
Let him go, Jack.
Serrano's got the disc.
Did he or did he not take the disc?
I couldn't tell. There's too much going on down there.
Serrano's got the disc. He's got the disc.
Marvin, look out!
Falling for that shit again, you're crazy!
Marvin!
Look out!
You that shit again, fucking
crazy! Look out! Serrano's got the disc! Serrano's got the disc!
Move in.
Get him! Ow! God damn it! Who the fuck are you guys?
Jimmy, there's something I've been wanting to say to you for 10 years.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
You're under arrest.
We'll catch up with each other one of these days.
Maybe we will. You still got our deal?
We got a deal. Hey, wait a minute. What deal? How the fuck does he get special treatment?
See in L.A., Marvin.
Now, watch your cigarettes with this guy, Jack.
What's going on?
Sorry, John. I got an hour and a half to get you back to L.A. Thanks, Alonzo.
Moscow and bail bonds.
Hello, Eddie.
Yeah?
Where's Jerry?
Never mind, Jerry. Where the hell are you, Jack? Feds picked him up 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, what for?
What's the difference, man?
I never trusted that guy anyway. Well, where the hell are you?
Where am I? I'm at the airport.
And guess who I'm with? I'm with the Duke.
You got him! Oh, you got him, Jack! I love you!
Yeah, you want to say hello?
Yeah, put him on.
Yeah, say hello.
Hello.
Hello, you son of a bitch! We got you,
you son of a bitch!
Yeah, now say goodbye, you lying little piece of shit, because I'm letting them go.
Jack!
have been a nice coffee shop.
Oh, jeez. Oh, I don't get it.
I did what I wanted to do, John. I got you to L.A. before midnight, so... Knowing you, you'll make me want to put those back on you again.
Thanks.
No, John, thank you.
Thank you.
Something to remember our adventure by.
Jack.
Better be good.
This is good. This is very good. When I was making my getaway, I thought the FBI was closing in on me. Take it. Take it. I took some traveling money. Take it. Take it. It's not a payoff. It's a gift. You already let me go.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
I wish I had money.
I know you had money. I didn't know you had money. How much is it?
Neighborhood of 300,000.
It's a very respectable neighborhood. To say, John.
Take care.
Take care.
See you in the next life.
See you in the next life. What time it is?
25 to 12.
I would have made it.
You wouldn't have change of 1,000, would you? What are you, a comedian? Get out of here, you bum!
I'm walking.